1028. There are all kinds of lakes and ponds in the park, as well as an abundance of bogs and wet forests. They provide highly suitable habitats for birds, amphibians, and reptiles. There are 12 different species of amphibians and 5 of reptile here. One section of the rotunda presents a lake. Right under the surface, you can see a newt. Newts are amphibians which look very similar to lizards. However, it's easy to tell them apart. Just like other amphibians, newts have 4 toes on their front legs and 5 on their hind ones. Reptiles, though, have 5 toes on both their fore and hind legs. Alongside the newt, there's a fire-bellied toad. It takes its name from its brightly colored stomach. This is a poisonous animal, and the strong color serves as a warning to predators, sending out a signal that says, "Beware, I'm toxic." Beside the water, in between the tree roots, there's a light brown creature that looks like a snake. This is a slow worm. Slow worms live in forests and glades and on the fringes of woodland. They rarely occur here in the park, though. In general, they prefer warmer habitats. Basking on the stone is an even rarer creature. This is the common adder. Common adders grow to a length of 70 centimeters. They are diurnal, which means they are active during the day. They happily spend their time under stones and bushes or amongst the roots of trees. They aren't aggressive. They most often slip out of the way of potential danger and only attack when alarmed or cornered. Before that, though, they will normally hiss loudly. Contrary to popular opinion, it is fairly rare for them to bite. Now, please look for a small, bright green frog. This is probably the most beautiful of the amphibians in the park. It's a European tree frog, and though its body may be small, its croak is enormous. During the mating season, the sound of the males croaking can be heard more than a kilometer away. Now, please head for the aquarium of fish.